Hello and welcome to English for You. I'm Seb.
And I'm Elsie.
So, Elsie, today we're going to be talking about something we like talking about a lot.
What is it?
English for You. It's travel.
Oh, I like to travel a lot.
Who doesn't like traveling?
Who doesn't?
Yeah, so I've got a good question for you. Mm-hmm. If you could travel for as long as you wanted,
yeah.
or as short as you wanted,
mm-hmm.
if you had as much money as you could spend,
mm-hmm.
what kind of trip do you think you would go on?
I think I would like to go to Peru to
see
Machu Picchu.
Good trip.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. it's a world heritage, right?
Mm-hmm. And there's lots of other interesting things you can do around there, too.
Really? Have you been there?
No, my cousin went there before she got married.
Cool.
And she said she went to a place where they still have dinosaur footprints.
What?
Yeah, in the rock.
Cool.
Yeah.
Wow. So what about you? Which countries would you like to go?
Ooh, I think I would want to do a world yacht race. Those seem really exciting.
Nice.
Yeah, so how do you say, like yachting?
So there's
a race
and
where...
And fancy.
Fancy. Well, I think it's more like the sport yachting than the fancy, you know, sunbathing.
I thought you wanted to like, have your champagne.
No.
And then I lie there.
Maybe champagne when I finish. When I finish,
okay.
I'll have the champagne.
Okay,
but first, a little
champagne.
Bit of sport, yeah. Anyway, we're going to talk about an interesting trip today.
Yeah.
It's a trip which is a little bit stranger than yachting or going to Machu Picchu.
Mm-hmm.
So let's find out what kind of trip this is.
Okay. Reading.
Around the World in 80 Days.Phileas Fogg is a wealthy British gentleman who wants everything to be just right. He spends his time at the Reform Club, where he gets into an argument one day.
It's reported that someone can travel around the world in 80 days.
One man says, holding a newspaper.
Ridiculous!
It's perfectly possible.
Fogg disagrees.
Well, prove it.How about a bet? £20,000 says you can't complete the journey that quickly. Done,
says Fogg.
I'll leave at once.
Fogg takes his French servant, Passepartout, and they depart from London by train. Next, they take a ship to France and cross Europe by train. In Italy, they board another ship for Egypt. So far, they have made good time.In Egypt, however, they are watched by Detective Fix. He believes Fogg is a bank robber who escaped from Britain the same day Fogg left. Fix will stop at nothing to arrest him. Fix gets on the same ship as Fogg, and they head for India.
So the book we're going to be looking at today, it's a book article, is Around the World in 80 Days by Jules Verne. Have you heard of this book before?
No, I've never heard of it.
You haven't seen the movie?
Before. No, I haven't.
No? Oh.
You have to tell me the story.
Okay, well, yeah, it's a very popular book. It's been made into TV shows. As I said, it's been made into movies. I think the last movie was in 2005, around then. Yeah, so a little while ago. And in plays as well.
所以这部文学作品《环游世界八十天》它被改编成很多电视剧啦舞台剧和电影 I can't wait to read this story、
mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an interesting story. The story begins Phileas Fogg is a wealthy British gentleman who wants everything to be just right. Sounds like me
British gentleman?
A British gentleman,、not a wealthy gentleman, unfortunately.
And you want everything to be just right.
Just right, yes.
Perfect.
Yes. But unfortunately, I'm not wealthy. Wealthy is an adjective, and when someone is wealthy, they have a lot of wealth or money. So wealthy people, such as Phileas Fogg, live in big, fancy houses. They might also drive fancy cars or go on luxury vacations.So what do we call someone who is very, very wealthy? Maybe they have, I don't know,
a million
dollars. We would call them a millionaire.
Right. That's Taiwan Fu Wong.
Or even more, if they're even richer than that, they could be a billionaire.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Billionaire.
Yeah. So that's somebody who has a lot of money, more than $1 billion, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
So they might live in mansions. That's a big fancy house that a wealthy person lives in. So if you like The Simpsons, think of Mr. Burns and the huge house that he lives in.
Yeah.
Or maybe the White House in America, that is also a mansion. Okay, so our example sentence for wealthy is James became very wealthy after he won the lottery. Now he lives in a mansion.
所以 wealthy 这个形容词呢，解释了这么多，它就是富有的，富裕的意思。When somebody is wealthy, he or she has a great amount of wealth. 所以 wealth 这个字呢，就是名词，代表财富。那我们这边呢，在句子的文章当中，在文章的句子当中看到形容词子句 who wants everything to be just right. 这个形容词子句呢，用来形容这位 British gentleman， 也就是。Phileas Fogg、这个人呢、想要所有的事情都是 perfect, 完美的。
Phileas Fogg, it's kind of like a fancy name, isn't it? And it sounds like this guy has kind of fancy habits as well.
Phileas Fogg.
Yeah, Phileas Fogg. He spends his time at the Reform Club, where he gets into an argument one day. Oh, that's not a very gentlemanly thing to do. No, get into an argument, that is a noun. And an argument is something that happens when two people do not agree on something. So they argue about it. That's the verb form of argument. We might also have arguments with our family or friends over little things. Or we could have very big arguments about very important things. Now, we win arguments when we convince the other person that we are right. And we lose arguments when we realize we are wrong. So we could also talk about arguments being disputes. That is a formal argument, normally a very big one.For example, these two companies are in a dispute over which one of them came up with their logo first.
Oh.
A big formal argument.
Right.
That could also be something quite controversial as well. It's an adjective describing something that makes people argue or that people have very different opinions about. So some laws are controversial.
Right, 就有争议的事情。
So going back to our original word, argument, we have an example sentence, and it is Sam and his mum had a big argument about what college he wants to go to last night. Now they aren't speaking to each other.
Oh, no!
Sounds like that argument wasn't resolved.
Right, argument 这个字呢，它是个名词，代表争论、争执。那怎么用呢？我们可以说 A have, has, had an argument with B, 也就是 A 和 B, 两个人起争执。那当然不要用名词的话，我们直接用动词形式 argue 也可以。To argue with somebody, 那就是跟某个人起争执、起争论。那 argue 就是个动词了。所以回到课文来说呢，有一天呢、这个 Phileas Fogg 在革新俱乐部里面跟人家起了争执。Reform Club, 革新俱乐部就是一个英国上流社会男士用来社交赌博的场所。So, what is the argument about?
Well, apparently it's about something that one man sees in a newspaper. The story goes, it's reported that someone can travel around the world in 80 days, one man says, holding a newspaper. Ridiculous.
So, what happens there?
What happens? Well, I mean, I think...
That guy can travel around the world for...In 80 days?
In 80, he believes, he's read that it is possible.
So it might be true. He said ridiculous.
Yes, so he says it can't be true.
It can't be true. So it's, But what about Mr. Fogg? What does he think?
What does he think?
I think we'll find it out later, right?
We will.
今天的英文练功房呢，我们要说到的是 It is said, 或是 believed, 或是 reported.That 后面加出一个子句，那分别解释为呢，据说、据信跟据报道。句型当中的 it， 同学们会发现它是一个虚主词，那 that 所引导的子句才是真正的主词哦。所以课文当中说的就是据报道啊，有人能用80天环游世界。那接下去呢，我们也可以将这个句型改写成不定词的结构，所以配合文章的句子，我们也可以说 someone is reported。To travel around the world in 80 days. 那再给同学们几个例句哦。In our culture, it is believed that fortune tellers are able to foretell our fate. 在我们的文化里面呢，相信算命师可以预测我们的命运。那这一句也可以改成什么呢？ Fortune tellers are believed to be able to foretell our fate. So, the man that's holding the newspaper thinks it's ridiculous.To travel around the world in 80 days.
Yes, he thinks it's ridiculous. That's an adjective. And when we think an idea is ridiculous, we're saying that it is very difficult or even impossible to believe. probably because it is very silly. Mm-hmm. So the man in the story thinks that it is impossible to get around the world in 80 days. He calls the idea ridiculous. It's a stupid idea, you could say.
就是很荒谬不可信的一件事情。Mm-hmm. 所以课文当中说到形容这件事情也就是环游世界八十天是荒谬不可信的。What does Mr. Fogg say about this?
Well, obviously it's an argument, so Mr. Fogg must disagree. He says it's perfectly possible. Fogg disagrees.
And the other guy says, well, prove it. How about bet? 20,000 pounds says you can't complete the journey that quickly.
Oh, that is a big bet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How about bet? Mm-hmm. 要不要打赌啊? The guy thinks Fogg can't finish the journey in 80 days.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is a time before we had airplanes. So obviously today, that would be a very easy bet to win, wouldn't it? Just hop on a plane and go around. You'll be back in a day.
I'm done.
Yeah. But he's going to set off on a very long journey. Now, a journey, that's a noun, is a time when you travel a very long way from one place to another place. So if Elsie just arrived in Taiwan from LA, I could ask her, how was your journey? That means I'm asking her what it was like for her at the airport, what was it like on the plane, did she have any problems getting into Taipei, all of that stuff. That was her journey. Now, we just said you can set off on a journey when you begin a journey. So, for example, we set off on our journey at 5 a.m. We started our journey at 5 a.m. Or you can break a journey. Now, when we break a journey, we take a short stop in the middle of a journey.
Oh.
So we broke our journey from Kaohsiung to Taipei by spending the night in Taichung. Our example sentence for journey, though, is the journey from Paris to Berlin should have taken 10 hours, but our train was delayed.
Journey 这个名词就是旅行、旅程。那有的时候呢，我们在飞机上啊，或是高铁上，还会听到他们说 "Wish you have a pleasant journey"， 也是祝你有一个愉快的旅程。So is Fogg going to take the bet?
Well, the story makes it quite clear. Done, says Fogg. I'll leave at once.
At once 是立刻马上他就要离开耶。那这样的片语也可以用 right away。或是 in no time, immediately, 或者是 instantly.
Mm-hmm.
So, Fogg sets off.
Fogg sets off on his journey. Fogg takes his French servant, Passepartout, and they depart from London by train. So what are they doing in London?
Depart 这个动词呢就是启程离开。那我们还可以用到它的名词像是 departure, D-E-P-A-R-T-U-R-E.
Next, they take a ship to France and cross Europe by train.
And then...I think they arrive in Italy. Mm-hmm. In Italy, they board another ship for Egypt.
Okay, so they've crossed Europe and they're going down to Egypt.
Yeah.
But what are they doing with this ship? They are boarding it and we're going to find out what that means right now. So when we board a plane, a boat or a train, we get on it so we can go somewhere. When you're at the airport, you might have heard the announcer say in English,The flight to Shanghai is now boarding at gate 34. That means that they are now letting people get on the plane to Shanghai and everyone who has a ticket should go to that gate, gate 34. That's Dengji Kou or Dengji Men. Now, after you board a plane, the plane will disembark. No, I'm sorry, that's not what disembark means. When you get off a plane, you disembark. So you board a plane or you disembark a plane after you arrive at your destination. Now, our example sentence for board is, Tim boarded the train and sat down in his seat.
Board 这个动词呢，指的是登船或是登上飞机，也就是登机的意思。那在登机的时候，你要有一个东西才可以登机。那个东西叫做登机证，也就是 boarding pass.
Right. Okay, that's a new one for me.
然后呢，这个 board 这个字还可以当名词用哦，像是板子的意思。那跟我们最相关的，跟学生们最相关的就是 blackboard 黑板、whiteboard 白板。那另外呢，它还可以当做董事会、委员会，像是 a board member 就是一个董事会的成员。Okay, so what happens after they board another ship for Egypt? The article tells us so far.They have made good time.
So far. Okay.
So far 就是 until now, 到目前为止的意思。像是我们会说 so far so good, 代表就是到目前为止一切都还不错。
Okay, so they're doing well until now. They're not late at the moment. In Egypt, however, they are watched by Detective Fix.
Detective, 侦探出现了。所以在埃及，他们被侦探 Fix 监视。Why are they watched by him?
Why is he so interested in them? Well, apparently, he believes Fogg is a bank robber who escaped from Britain the same day Fogg left. Oh dear, so he thinks he's a robber now. A robber, that's a noun, because it is a person. A robber is a person who steals things from someone. So we might call a robber a thief as well. You might have heard that word. Now in cartoons, robbers are often seen wearing stripy black and white tops with eye masks. They have big bags with money and they're always tiptoeing around stealing things. I'm sure that's not how Phileas is dressed, though. It's probably more because he left the same day. If you were a robber, you might want to run away very quickly, escape and not get caught. Another type of robber, though, is a burglar. That is not the type of robber that we have in the story, though. A burglar is someone that steals things from your house, normally by breaking into it. And that is how you... Breaking into something is when you enter a private place like a house...or a museum, illegally, maybe by breaking the window, so you can take things. Now, one more type of robber or thief is a pickpocket, and that is someone who steals things from your bag or your pocket. That's the kodai, right?
Pocket.
Yes. So when you aren't looking, you have to be careful because a pickpocket might have their hand in your pocket. Our example sentence for robber, though, is robbers broke into Mary's house and took all her jewelry.She's in shock.
Robber, 抢劫犯。那抢劫犯去做抢劫的动作，我们用哪个字呢？是 rob, R-O-B。那它的过去式跟过去分词是规则变化，不过要重复字尾 b 加 ed。那最后呢，如果有抢案发生，我们可以说有一桩 robbery。Robbery, R-O-B-B-E-R-Y, 那就是名词的形式了。所以回到课文来呢，我们说侦探 Fix, 他认为 Fogg 是银行抢匪，因为在 Fogg 离开这个英国的那一天，那名抢匪也逃离英国。What a coincidence!
What a terrible coincidence, right? Not good for Phileas. No. And the article tells us that Fix will stop at nothing to arrest him.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
Ooh, stop at nothing.
Stop at nothing. It's our pocket phrase girl, right?
It is.
So we need to go watch a video right now.
Pocket phrase go!
I need to let Baba know what Jafar is really up to. 我一定要让爸爸知道甲方的诡计。但是父王为什么就是不肯听我说呢？肯定啊，你是被这个坏蛋甲方迷惑了。Jafar will stop at nothing to get what he wants. 没错，甲方为了当上苏丹国王，会不择手段的夺得王位。哎，对了，因为如果要表示不择手段、不顾一切，就可以用刚刚我提到的片语 stop at nothing to do something.即使是为了达到的目的，可能会怎么样？伤及无辜，或是遇到危险，还是会不顾一切的去做？可能呢是坏的不择手段。比方像是 ，The girl will stop at nothing to get her revenge。为了复仇，这个呢，她会不择手段。不过呢，这个片语呢，也可能是指好的目的的不择手段。比方像我跟我的爱人 Aladdin。不管我们会不会遇到任何的这个阻挠，或是任何人如果反对我们呢，我们一定会怎么样 ？We will stop at nothing to be together。我们还是会不顾一切的在一起。I love you, Aladdin. A whole new world.
So we also saw another vocab word in that sentence,and that was arrest. Now, arrest is a verb, and when the police arrest someone, they take them to the police station and they don't let them go for a while. Now, normally the person will stay there, either for the night or until there has been a court case and an official sentence. That's an official decision about what should happen to them. Now, the court could decide that they are innocent, that means that they didn't do a bad thing, or that they are guilty, which means that they did commit the crime, they did do something bad. So we could say that someone is innocent of something, so innocent of robbery, or we could say that they are guilty of something, guilty of robbery. Now, if they are guilty, they would be a criminal. Our example sentence, though, for arrest is, Tom's boss was arrested for stealing money from his company.
Arrest 这个动词是逮捕或是拘捕，所以我们说到 somebody is arrested by the police， 那就代表某人被警方逮捕了。当然也可以说 somebody is under arrest。所以呢，回到文章来，不计一切代价想要逮捕 Fogg 的侦探 Fix 会不会成功呢？但是 is Fogg the real bank robber？他是真的银行抢匪吗？
I don't think he is. Not from the way the story is making it sound, right?
He is a British gentleman.
He is a British gentleman. Oh, some gentlemen are not nice people, though.
And he's wealthy.
Some wealthy people are not nice people, either.
Well, maybe he got money from the bank?
Exactly. See?
Oh.
It can all connect.
Okay, yes. Then the article finishes by saying, Fix gets on the same ship as Fogg,And they head for India. Head for 后面加地方代表是前往某处。他们登上同一艘船前往印度。
So he's going to chase them around the world. I see our story is getting a little bit more interesting. Unfortunately, though, we don't have quite enough time to find out what happens in India today. But we do have time to check out our For You chat question.So, there's a fun For You chat question for us today. Have you ever done something crazy for a bet or a dare?
I don't think I've done something crazy, but I think I've done something silly.
Silly, okay, what did you do?
Like, I used to do a lot of silly things with my friends who would have a bet, and if I lost the bet, I had to go to maybe KFC and said I wanted a Big Mac meal.
Ah, okay.
So,
wait, you don't get Big Mac meals at
KFC. Right, so that's the silly thing I had to do.
Okay, okay. So you had to make yourself look stupid.
Okay. Yeah, and one time I had to go to 7-Eleven and ask the clerk to microwave my ice cream.
Said,
excuse me, can you microwave my ice cream? Because I lost the bet with my friend. No.
Oh, okay.
Said, sorry, we can microwave ice cream, so please, you know...The door is over there.
Well, have you seen the funny bet where someone has to go up to the McDonald's drive-thru and ask for an ice cream, and when they go to give them the ice cream, they snatch the ice cream with their hand? Just the ice cream, not the cone, just the ice cream.
Just the ice cream. Oh my god, this is my ice cream on there.
Yeah, just a handful of ice cream. Yeah, delicious.
Do they eat the ice cream? Like...
You know, I think they do. I mean, you have to be quick. It's melting. It's melting. Anyway, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today to talk about silly dares and bets. But I'm sure you guys have loads that you've done recently, that you want to talk about. So why don't you guys talk about that? And we'll be back tomorrow with the next chapter in our story.
See you.
Around the world in 80 days.Phileas Fogg is a wealthy British gentleman.Who wants everything to be just right. He spends his time at the Reform Club, where he gets into an argument one day.
It's reported that someone can travel around the world in 80 days.
One man says, holding a newspaper.
Ridiculous!
It's perfectly possible.
Fogg disagrees.
Well, prove it. How about a bet? £20,000 says you can't complete the journey that quickly. Done,
says Fogg.
I'll leave at once.
Fogg takes his French servant, Passepartout, and they depart from London by train. Next, they take a ship to France and cross Europe by train. In Italy, they board another ship for Egypt. So far, they have made good time.In Egypt, however, they are watched by Detective Fix. He believes Fogg is a bank robber who escaped from Britain the same day Fogg left. Fix will stop at nothing to arrest him. Fix gets on the same ship as Fogg, and they head for India.
Vocabulary Review. Wealthy.A wealthy man gave millions of dollars to the college to build a new library. Argument. I just heard the boys fighting. Do you know what their argument is about? Journey. Jason's journey across China took him through many small towns and a couple of big cities. Board. Before Joanna boarded the plane, she showed her ticket to a member of the cabin crew. Robber. The manager tried to call the police as some armed robbers broke into the bank and asked for money. Arrest. The police stopped the speeding car and arrested the driver.
智慧小补帖。
Ridiculous. Depart. Detective.